Shankara says in one of his works called Bhajagovinda Mohamudgaraha, it is enough if one, the meaning of one verse of Bhagavad Gita is understood well. Is enough. It serves a purpose. One verse of Gita, very, very, very little of Gita is understood, is enough. You don't need to study the whole Gita at all. But still, he has done Bhashyam for the whole Gita. What does it mean? To understand exactly the whole import of one verse perfectly, the subtleness required in the part of the mind is such. Okay? One verse, no, to understand it thoroughly, one verse. And the mind, you know, needs to be too subtle. For that subtleness, you have to read the whole Gita. Okay? Why should you write the Bhashyam for the whole Gita? It's not one verse, if you could have written one Bhashyam for one verse. No. He expects us to read every verse of Bhagavad Gita. He has written Bhashyam for every verse. But he also says in another work, it's enough. Bhagavad Gita kinchid adhita. Is it enough? Then there's no problem at all. That's all, you know. Then you will be free from fear of death and you will not have any argument with Lord Yama. Not want to die, come and go away, don't come today. Such argument will not be there. It means you will be free from anything that frightens in life. That is why just be with Gita Bhashyam regularly, you know, slowly it will take you, that has to take you. Even the whole Vedantic, even though if we do not study Veda word by word, all the four Vedas, all the three Khandas, Karma Khanda, Upasana Khanda, Jnana Khanda, with six auxiliary sciences, understand? With all of them, we are not studying the whole Veda. But still, we have to have an idea of the entire Vedic vision. The entire vision of the entire Veda. We have to have an idea. And that you can have here in Bhagavad Gita. That is why the whole Gita, when it is divided into three sections, the 1st to 6th, 7th to 13th, 14th to 18th. Each section consists of six chapters. It's called Shatka, Adhyaya Shatkam. Six chapters. And each chapter has, each section predominantly discusses certain topics. Mainly, the first section, the Jiva Swarupam is the predominant topic discussed is Jiva Swarupam. And Karma Yoga also is emphasized. The second part, Isha Swarupam is discussed, Upasana is emphasized. Understand? The last section talks about only Vichara. Jiva Ishvara, Aikya Vichara, last. Which result in Jnana.
श्री परमात्मने नमः
ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः
सांख्ययोगो नामः
सांख्ययोगो नामः
द्वितीयोऽध्यायः
द्वितीयोऽध्यायः
त्रैगुण्य विषया वेदाः
त्रैगुण्य विषया वेदाः
నిస్త్రైగుణ్యో భవార్జున నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్యసత్త్వస్థః నిర్యోగక్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్ యావానర్థ ఉదపానే సర్వతః సంప్లుతోదకే తావాన్ సర్వేషు వేదేషు బ్రాహ్మణస్య విజానతః
అకార్డింగ్ టు వేదాంత శాస్త్రం ఎనీ పర్స్యూట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ టు కాంట్రిబ్యూట్ ఫార్ ది ప్రిపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఫార్ నాలెడ్జ్. So pursuit of any knowledge also, any other discipline also, is ultimately to prepare the mind for this absolute knowledge. So all the shastras, different disciplines, when you are studying, they all have to serve as, that's why any it's called discipline itself, any education is called discipline. Ultimately, it has to contribute for disciplining the mind, because the disciplined mind is ready mind for knowledge. That means they all have served their purpose. And knowledge of what? Any discipline, any pursuit of knowledge has to contribute for the mental preparedness required for self-knowledge. Means, ultimately, what is it for? Ultimately for this nanam. That is why this verse says, for the vijanataha brahmanasya. For who is a brahmana here? Brahma janati, brahma veti, iti brahmanaha. Here, brahma vedanat brahmanaha. One who knows the reality very clearly is a brahmanaha. And not with any doubts, okay? Without any vagueness, without any doubt, vijanati. Brahma vijanataha brahmanasya. Vijanataha brahmanasya, for him, one who knows Brahman, the reality, as the very self, you know, as a truth of his own mind, one's own mind, reality of the jagat is understood as the reality of one's own mind. Hacha persis a vijanana brahmanaha, for him, all the Vedas, Veda Angas, all the Shastras have served their purpose. He doesn't even, whether he has studied the Vedas or he has not studied the Vedas, whether he has studied all the books in all the libraries or he has not studied, still they all have served their purpose. That means what? Ultimately, study of anything, ultimately, has to contribute for the preparedness required for self-knowledge. That is the purpose. And for the one who has attained the self-knowledge, for him, whether he has studied other books or not, they have served their purpose. They are, understand? That is why, yavanattaha, sarvataha sampluta udake, udapanaha yavanattaha, తావానేవ సర్వేషు వేదేషు విజానతః బ్రాహ్మణస్య. ద వన్ హు నోస్ ద సెల్ఫ్, వన్ హు నోస్ ద రియాలిటీ, ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ద జగత్, ఫర్ హిమ్ ఆల్ ది వేదాస్ ఆర్ యాజ్ మచ్ యూస్ఫుల్, ఓకే, యాజ్ మచ్ యాజ్ ది రిజర్వాయర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లెష్, యాజ్ వి హావ్ సీన్ ఆల్రెడీ. సో వి హావ్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇంటూ నెక్స్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వర్స్ టుడే. That is fine, but what about the people who are not yet ready for that knowledge. But that means what? He does not need to do any karma. A jnani will be definitely performing karma. The brahmanaha, vijanan brahmanaha, one who knows the atma, self, for him, okay, life is a life of accomplishment, fulfillment. He does not need to do anything to achieve something as a result of that action to for his happiness, to keep him in good humor. That's what I'm saying. A jnani need not do anything for his happiness. Happiness he has discovered. As what? As the very swarupam. Swarupam of what? Of the very self. What is the self? The self of everything. The truth of everything. He has discovered it. So, jnani, does a jnani need to do karma or not? He need not do karma for happiness. Understand? He does not require, doesn't need to do karma for happiness. Or understand? Or for any pleasure. Or for security. But does he perform the karma or not? He does perform the karma. A jnani does not need to karma for his security or for his pleasure or for happiness. Because he has discovered happiness. Whether he does the karma, he does not do the karma, still his happiness is there for him. He is happiness himself. Whether the results of the karma is desirable or indesirable, still he is happiness. Therefore, he is not dependent on the karma performance of an action or the result of the action for his happiness. Therefore, he does not need to do karma for happiness. But still, he performs karma. For what? Loka sangrahartham, that we are going to see later on. For the well-being of the society, still he will be doing karma. How does he do? Without doership and enjoyership. Therefore, there is no failure for him. There is no success for him. There is no gain for him. There is no loss for him. He is objective. Still, he will be doing the karma until his last breath. Without depending on that karma phalam for his happiness. Understand? He's already accomplished. That's a different topic. But the other person who was yet to become a jnani, he has not yet become a jnani, does he need to perform karma or not? Jnanam is what is required. He has to pursue what is wanted ultimately is mokshaha, freedom from limitations, freedom from unhappiness. For that jnanam alone is required, knowledge of the self alone is required. Therefore, one has to pursue only jnanam. Does he do karma or not? He has to do karma. Why? Because only when he performs karma, performance of karma alone will refine the mind. Without mental refinement, antahkarana shuddhihi. What antahkarana shuddhihi? Neutralization of one's own raga dveshas. Understand? Without antahkarana shuddhihi, antahkarana naischalyam also is not possible. Understand? Without the naischalyam, steadiness and purity, self-knowledge is impossible. Understand? Therefore, for self-knowledge, jnana praptyartham, jnana yogyata prapyate. Jnana yogyata means what? No, preparedness, requirement, that qualification. Okay, jnana yogyata, fitness, mental fitness, which is without which knowledge cannot take place. For antahkarana shuddhi and antahkarana naischalyam, one has to choicelessly perform karma as yoga. Understand? But performance of duties performance of actions is very, very important. Therefore, karma, okay, what is that which converts the karma, karma means the action, into yoga? Karma yoga prepares the mind for jnanam, which is moksha. Karma yoga alone prepares the mind, okay, for jnanam, which is moksha. Jnanam itself is moksha. But karma yoga itself is not complete. Understand? Karma yoga itself is not complete. Without karma yoga, jnanam is not possible. Therefore, what is important now? Karma yoga also is important. Understand? Pursuit of knowledge is important. Knowledge is the ultimate, which is moksha. Is it clear? Therefore, Krishna here talks about how performance of what should I do to prepare my mind for that jnana. What should I do? Do I need to do something specially? You don't need to do anything specially. You do whatever you need to do, but with proper attitude. How should you do what you need to do in order to convert what you are doing into yoga? Karma yoga prepares you for jnanam, thereby liberates. Okay, thereby frees. It liberates you from bondage. Whereas karma, mere karma, performance of karma binds. Karma badhnati, karma yoga, karma yogena muchyate. Karma yoga mochayati, karma badhnati. Karma badhnati binds. Karma yoga mochayati. It liberates. Oh, what is even karma and karma yoga? Karma is performance of actions. What is karma yoga then? The same karma performed with proper attitude is karma yoga. If the karma prepares the mind for jnanam, if karma performance of karma contributes for mental purity, then it is karma yoga. The performance of duties does not contribute for mental purity, it is mere karma. Understand? So when does the performance of karma contribute for mental purity? When does it not contribute for mental purity? That's what is said here in this verse. Okay? Let's see that. This is a verse wherein karma yoga is given in a nutshell again. The following verses.
Karmanyevadhikaraste maphaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetrubhuhu ma karma phalahetrubhuhu mate sangostva karmani karmanyevadhikaraste maphaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetrubhuhu mate sangostva karmani.
So he says, karmani eva adhikaraha
asti, we have to add the word asti. Karmani eva adhikaraha asti. Te tava. Tava, he Arjuna, for you, karmani eva adhikaraha asti. The word adhikaraha should be understood as choice. Every human being has choice over action. He Arjuna, you have choice over action. Karmani. Okay? In action, not inaction. In action, over action, tava adhikaraha asti. You have choice over action. Tava karmani eva adhikaraha asti. Karmani eva, when we say eva means that emphasis, karmani eva adhikaraha asti means tava adhikaraha, you have choice over action alone. That means that eva emphasizes what you do not have choice over, the results of actions. That eva, you have choice over only actions. That eva is very important. You have choice over only actions, not over the results of actions. That eva emphasizes, very emphatic, only over actions you have choice. Karmani eva tava te adhikaraha asti. He says, karma paleshu, over results of actions, okay, in results of actions, over results of actions, ma kadachana, never, okay, not only today, tomorrow, day before. No, never, never do you have te karma paleshu kadachana adhikaraha asti. You have to supply that. Okay? Tava, may you never have, never do you have choice over results of actions. What does it mean? You can do your action. You can perform your duties. You can do your actions. What is an action? Any action is expression of your desire. There is a pressure to fulfill a given need, which is in the form of a desire. The desire chases you to do karma, therefore you do it. Every small action, understand, is what? An action, expression of your desire. There is something to be done, something to be achieved, something to be fulfilled, something is required, that alone is expresses in the form of action. We do not have say over our own desires. Desires do surface. Desires, every desire is a state of mind which is naturally there. Desire, we do not have say over our desires. We cannot control our desires. We cannot undo our desires. Desires just come. Desires just come. Therefore, and disease have to be fulfilled. So, you have to do perform karma. But, you have free will. Understand? You have free will. Don't say free will is not there. Okay? Human being alone is blessed with free will. Then what is it, free will? You can choose to do a given action. Always Shankara says, many places, Swamiji also says, kartum va, akartum va, anyathava kartum. Kartum, to do. Akartum, not to do. Anyathava kartam, to do it differently. If I ask you to clap, you can clap like this. You can clap like this. Understand? You can clap like this. Or not to clap. I won't clap. Okay? To clap or not to clap, or to clap differently. Understand? To do or not to do it differently. Kartum akartum va anyatha va kartum. You have what? Shakyate. Okay? It is possible for you to do or not to do or to do it differently. The capacity to do a given action, capacity to choose to do a given action, a capacity to choose to avoid a given action, understand? Capacity to do a given action differently, you have, okay? You have that. That is called free will. Faculty of choice. Buddhihi, understand? It is called buddhi shaktihi. All the human beings are born with this buddhi shaktihi, the capacity to choose to do a given action, or to avoid the given action, or to do a given action differently. This capacity is there with every human being is endowed with this faculty of choice, this freedom, okay? Free will. Therefore, what you do? He says, te adhikaraha asti. You have choice. Adhikaraha doesn't mean right here. You have choice, a wrong translation, okay? You have choice over actions, means you can choose to do a given action. Okay, before you came here, you had choice to come to Bhavan to attend Gita class or to go elsewhere to do some other work equally important which had priority for you. Understand? Whatever is more priority, whatever has more priority, you will do that first. Naturally, anything, you know how to choose to do things. Even though you know the value of Gita class sometimes, something, some other pressure comes and you have to do something else. Understand? So priority, a choice to do that work or to do come here. Or without coming to Gita class, without going elsewhere, you can stay at home and do something else also. You have choice. Understand? That's why you have choice over actions. Because we are blessed with the capacity to choose to do a given action, choose to avoid a given action, to choose to do a given action differently. You have choice. But karma phaleshu kada ma kadachana adhikaraha asti te. You have to add that. Te, hey Arjuna, tava, and Arjuna, he is addressing to every individual. You do not have choice over results of actions. Why? You cannot choose a desirable result. I am doing this action, I am performing this, I want a result. The results will never be to your satisfaction always, to your expectation always. Understand? The results may be to your expectation, may not be to your expectation, just opposite to what you expected. Understand? Results may be more than what you expected, be less than what you expected. Understand? Results, you want success, there may not be success. It may be more successful than you expected. It may be less successful than you expected. Or it may be utter failure. It may be anything. Or nothing otherwise. Neither success nor failure. No loss, no gain. It can be anything. That you have no say over the results of actions. You can choose to do an action, but the result of action, understand, is not in your hands. It means what? You have no choice over results of actions. what happens then? Who determines the results then? Results are there or not? Results are definitely there. You choose to do the action using your buddhi, the free will. Okay? But there are results of actions. Definitely. Whether you want the result, you do not want the result, there is every action you do, knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, willingly, unwillingly, okay? However you do the action, that action definitely does produce the result. That is the law of karma. No action can ever go without producing a result. But those results are determined by the natural laws. Okay? Natural laws. Are there natural laws? Yes, there are natural laws. Where are they existing? They're existing everywhere. How are they existing? I'm not able to see the natural laws. You cannot see through your physical eyes, but you can understand the natural laws being manifest. Understand? You can understand the natural laws being manifest, but you cannot see through your physical eyes. Natural laws are there. How many are there? You cannot count. Countless. Understand? Natural laws are there. And natural laws alone determine the results of actions. And we also say the whole jagat is Ishvara, means natural laws which exist as part and parcel of the creation, the manifestation, are also what? Ishvara. Every natural law is Lord for us. Like every wave is water, every natural law also is what? The Lord. So many laws. And we study very, very few laws in the physics class. There are also laws which are studied at the gross level in biology. We study laws governing the functions. No, at every level, physical level we study, much subtler level study in physics. So many laws. We know law of, very simplest law any kindergarten child knows, law of gravitation, law of flotation. We know that. A heavy thing I lift and then I drop it. I'm holding it, I'm just leaving it. What happens? Whether I want it or not, I want the stone to go up. Will it go? No. It's heavy. It goes down. Why? What do you understand? From what is happening, that heavy, even the smallest fruit thrown, even the ball filled with air thrown, goes down. Doesn't go up, doesn't fly afloat, because I understand the law of gravitation being manifest. Understand? Oh, because of the law of gravitation, heavy stuff goes down. There's a gravitational pull on the part of the earth. But a simple balloon pumped with the air, filled with the air, okay, I'm holding it with a thread tied to that balloon. I leave it, it floats. What is that law which governs that particular action? Understand? Law of flotation. Different laws, understand, governing different results. Similarly, every action is definitely followed by a result, and every result is determined by a natural law. And there are innumerable countless laws which exist. Understand? Always, every time any action is done, we don't know. The results are determined by the natural laws. Understand? Therefore we say, Ma Phaleshu Kadachana. never do you have choice over results of actions. You are not allowed to determine the results. Understand? You do not have say over the results of actions. You cannot determine the results of actions. The results of actions are ordained by the natural laws. If at all you have any say, you have say over action. What can you do maximum? You do not have any say about doing an action. You have to do some action or the other. You have no say about doing an action. But you have choice over action. You can choose to do a given this action or that action. And I don't want any action at all. That is not possible. Even then. Understand? Karmani eva adhikaraha ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma phala hetuhu bhuhu. Therefore, because you are not determining the results of actions, if natural law is determining the result of action, natural law is also what? The Lord for us. Everything is Ishvara. Therefore, the Lord, natural law which determines the result of action also is the Lord. And we therefore we say, karma phala hetuhu ma bhuhu. May you not be, may you not consider yourself to be the author of the result of action. I did this work. Okay? I got this result. I am responsible for this result. Which we say, I am responsible for this result, you say, then you become the author of the result of actions. Because of me alone it has happened. If it is a failure, you will say, because of me alone it has happened. If it is a success, because of me it has happened. Now Shankara says one point, he says, only hand goes to different places. Moves. Because of me alone it has happened. Because of me it has happened. Understand? Both are what? Then you become a karma phala hetuhu. Karma phala hetuhu you become. You consider yourself to be a karma phala hetuhu. You think you are the author of the results of actions. You are the maker of the results of actions. It's your thinking. It's only your thinking. The thinking is wrong. Understand? Because you do not see the natural laws. You do not see how the results are determined by the natural laws. You do not even know that there are natural laws exist as part of the whole jagat which determine the results of actions. You don't see anything. You are too gross to see the subtle facts. Your mind is too gross to appreciate the subtler laws, okay, and understand the subtle fact of the results of actions being determined by the natural laws. Therefore, you think, okay, you are the author of the results of actions. Karma phala hetuhu ma bhuhu. May you not consider yourself to be the author of results of actions. Okay, if I do some karma or the other, okay, I have no choice. I do not have choice over results of actions. Results may not be to my expectation, may be to my expectation. I'm frightened of facing the results. Therefore, why should I do the action at all? Mm-hmm. Understand? I can think, maybe not do any action at all. If the action is in conformity with the universal values, then it's called right action. Right action produces punyam phalam. If the actions are, now in actions transgress the universal values, that is a wrong action. Wrong action produces papam phalam. Papam will be translated as what? We convert it into the pain, mental agony. Punya will be translated into what? Pleasure, a state of mind. Understand? And you want only pleasure, you don't want pain. Understand, you do the wrong action, you expect the pleasure. You do the right action, And when the pain comes, you can't understand why pain comes. Understand? We have to only know one thing. We do not have choice over results of actions determined by the natural laws. But here, therefore, why should I do the karma at all? Let me not do any karma. Let me sit quietly without doing any karma, so that I will not be doing the wrong action, nor I will be doing the right action, so there will not be any result of action. So I don't need to go through the pain or pleasure, result of action in the form of pain or pleasure. I can avoid all the pains. How? By not producing any result at all. How? By not doing any action at all. We can think that way, no? Why should I do any karma? And why should the natural law determine a result? Why should I go through pain? Better let me not do any action at all, so that there will not be any result. Therefore, I do not need to go through any pain. Therefore, I can remain inactive. Therefore, he says, no, may you not be attached to inaction. Okay? Akarmani sangaha ma astu. Akarmani. Inaction. May you not have any attachment. And I said, may not be attached to inaction. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. It may not be attached to inaction means what? Please don't entertain the thought of remaining inactive or not doing any action. Understand? You have to do your duties. You have to perform karma. Why? Because, understand? Because he says it is impossible for one to remain without doing any action. Understand? He tells elsewhere. Nahi kshanamapi jatu tishtati akarma krute. Not even for a second one can stay without doing any action. Understand? Prakriti jaihi gunaihi karma hyavashaha karyate. Helplessly you are chased to do some action or the other, because that's the nature of the very matter. The mind is a material product, sense powers are material products, the physiological functions are material products, the physical body is a material product. Very nature of the matter is it has to constantly undergo changes. Therefore, by the very nature of the matter itself, mentally, physically, orally, through senses, you are driven to do karma helplessly, choicelessly. You cannot remain without doing any karma at all. It's impossible for one to remain without doing any karma, any action, even for a second, he says. You'll be doing some karma or the other. Something or the other you'll be doing, you'll be thinking, you'll be doing. There's not only when you're asleep, you're physically in, only in a deep sleep state, there is no karma. Even then there's a karma. What is the karma? Sleeping. Understand? Even in sleep, there's an act of sleep, function of sleeping. In a dreaming, there is a dreaming. Even then, you are breathing. Understand? Even in sleep, breathing has to go on constantly. The physiological functions are happening in deep sleep state, in dream state. Of course, in waking state, everything is functioning. Your mind, you cannot stop. You can sit physically quietly. Can you stop your mind from thinking? Moving around? That is, you have to practice meditation. Why? You cannot stop thinking. You cannot stop the thoughts coming. You cannot stop the rising of the thoughts. You cannot stop the, understand? Thoughts moving. You can't do anything about it. If you say, no, I'm sitting without doing any action. Even then, what are you doing? You're sitting. Well, sitting is what? Action. Okay, it might sit. Let me lie down. Lying down is what? An action. Okay, let me keep my eyes closed. That's also action. Now keep it open. Still action. Understand? Sit. Sitting is an action. Now I don't go even to the toilet, don't eat anything, don't open my mouth also. Even to eat intravenous, okay? Yes. So, drips. Even then, there is an action. That is why, please understand the nature of the matter. The body, mind, sense complex, the subtlest manifestation, subtle manifestations, the physical body, all are material products. So they have to be, understand, they are always active. You have no choice about doing the action. Understand? Therefore, it's impossible for one to remain inactive. Therefore, don't be, if you think you're inactive, you're only lazy, you're idle, you're not inactive. Understand? Therefore, don't be given to the idea of remaining idle and lazy. Understand? But you be active. Don't be inactive. Don't be attached to inaction. Don't enter the thought of remaining without doing any actions. Arjuna, better be thoughtfully active. Understand? Be active. But understand one thing. You can choose to do a given action, right action. You can choose to avoid a wrong action. Use your free will. Choose to do the right action. Avoid the wrong action. This much alone you can do. You cannot give up actions. Okay? Performing actions. You have no choice about doing actions. The best you can do is you can use your buddhi, willpower, to choose to do the right action, to choose to do the wrong action. And to choose to do a right action, to avoid deliberately the wrong action, understand, to refrain from the wrong action, also you know what is right and what is wrong. How do you know that you know what is, how do I say that? Because you know what is right and what is wrong. You know what the values are. If your actions are in conformity with the values, if you do not do what you expect others not to do to you, if you do what you expect others to do to you, you have to do. You do what you expect others to do to you. You don't do what you expect others not to do to you. Understand? I don't want to be told a lie, so I should not tell a lie. I don't want to be cheated, I should not cheat. I should be loved by everybody, I should be able to love others. People should be kind to me, I should be kind to others. I should not get hurt, so I should not hurt. I don't want to get hurt, I should not hurt. That's all, simple. What I expect from others. What do I expect from others in terms of behavior? Same way, my behavior should be, okay, conformative with what I expect from others in terms of behavior. Simple. Then, this based on this, I know the values. I know the values. Universal values. What are universally accepted values. Whenever I have my desire comes, I have to choose to do a given action, I see, okay, I can always manage my desire. I cannot undo my desire, I cannot destroy my desire, but I can manage my desire. How can I manage? By using my knowledge of values. Okay, common sense. Every human being is blessed with this knowledge of values. This we call common sense. all the human beings are blessed with knowledge of values commonly. That is why it's called common sense bond. And okay, ethics also we say. I'm blessed with the knowledge of values. I don't need to be taught the values. I'm already blessed with the knowledge of values. I'm already blessed with the free will. Therefore, using these two things, using my free will, using my knowledge of values, I can always choose to do the right action, avoid the wrong action. This I have choice. Once I have done the action, understand, I do not have choice of the results of actions. They are determined by the natural laws. I do not deserve this undesirable result. I deserve a different result. My action does not deserve this result. You may think, but there is a proper reason. For every result, for every situation that you go through in life is a result of some action or the other. So what you do in the present becomes instrumental for some results to, understand, manifest. You do not understand the connection between the present action and the present result. There is no real connection. So the present actions become instrumental for the past results to manifest. That is why results are determined by the natural laws. You have no say over. It's a fact about the results of actions. And all results come and go also. No result is permanent. Therefore, but definitely understand, don't consider yourself to be the author of results. If you think you are the author of results, it is only in your thinking. It is not true. It is not a fact. You do not know that. May not be attached to the inaction means, may not any entertain the thought of not doing any action at all. It is impossible. You are always active. Okay? You are always active. From day one you are born until the last breath. That's what we call last breath. Last breath is what? That is when you stop functioning. You understand? There is no way of being inactive. The whole life is nothing but full of actions. Many units of action constitute one big action of living. Really? Understand? Because inaction, non-action, non-performance of actions will not take you any distance ahead, will not take you anywhere, will not solve any of your problems. Understand? Performance of actions also, merely performing an action also, will not solve your actual problem. Knowledge is the only solution for the problem of samsara. And for that jnanam, you need to be mentally ready. For that mental purity, you have to do karma. How you should do karma? Use your free will. Use your knowledge of values. Choose to do the given action. Choose to do the right action, avoid the wrong action. Every time you are able to choose to the right action, avoid the wrong action, you have managed your desires very well. That's all. Desires do, you don't undo the disease, but you manage your disease. What is mind managing? Management of your mind. It's called self-management. What is self-management? Managing your desires is managing yourself. Understand? Self-managing your mind. It's called self-management. How can I manage my disease? Just by committing myself to live a life of values. Commitment to live a life of values is the only way you can manage your disease. Every time disease arises, you choose to do the right action, avoid the wrong action. So, understand? The disease which need to be fulfilled by doing a wrong action will be what? Ignored. That's what is managing. Understand? Deliberately. Effort. Why? Because for which you need to know the value of values. Why should I do the right action? Why should I not do the wrong action? To use your will, understand? To use your will, to use your knowledge of values, and you understand, this surrendering your will there to dharma, the order, the universal natural law and order. How are you going to surrender your will to the universal natural law and order? Just by managing your desires. How are you going to manage your desires? By always, I do not care what I am going to gain, what will be the result, whether the result will be desirable or undesirable. I have no choice. I do not know whether the result will be to my expectation or not. I do not care what will be the result. I have no say over it. But when the question of doing comes, my actions are in conformity with dharma, values. Understand, it's very, one needs to have stronger will to refrain oneself from wrong action, of not, such as not telling lies, not cheating, not betraying, etc. Very, very important. Why? Because unless this is called discretion in action. Understand? Discretion in action is very, very important. This is in fact skill. Being able to discreet and do the right, avoid the wrong, means what? It's a skill. It needs a great skill. This is really efficient, one must be highly efficient to choose to the right, avoid the wrong. Understand? Therefore he says, and this is the skill, right action, discretion action is yoga. We are going to see that later on some other context. But here also I had to go because Shankara is going to use that in his Bhashyam. Then not only that, when I do the action, how do I do it? Okay? I know the value of values, I can do this. How values are important? Why I should do the value? Follow values? Because unless I follow values, there's no way of my mind becoming calm and quiet. When I am expecting, my moksha is a knowledge of the self, knowledge of the great truth, great highest knowledge. What is this? This mind has to understand the much subtlest reality, its own truth. Understand? Mind is always extroverted to know what is this, what is this, what is this. My mind has to know its own real nature. It is introvert. Understand? Its own nature it has to know. And such a mind should be how? It should be turbulent, it should be disturbed, agitated, restless. How should the mind must be calm and quiet? Friction free. Prick free. Understand? Mind must be. That means what? A person who lives a life of dharma alone can be an integrated minded. An integrated mind alone can be a calm person. The person, understand, who does not follow values, he will be disintegrated minded. His thoughts are different, what he says is different, what he does is different, there is no nobility about his behavior. He is disintegrated. Disintegrated means what? Ayuktaha. Yuktaha is an integrated person. Understand? Integrated person means he will be the prick free. Understand? He is not a split personality. When the integration is not a thought, word and deed are not in alignment, then there is no integration. When there is no integration, he is a split personality. A split personality will be definitely what? Understand? Cannot be calm. Always be frightened. Always be insane. Disturbed minded. There can't be a calmness. Understand? At a basic need for a person to be calm and quiet and agitation free, people go for meditation. There's no meditation practice will ever be effective, okay, without living a life of values. And it's impossible for one to live a life of values. One commits oneself to live a life of values. And commitment to live a life of values is possible only when you know the value of values. Okay? Very important. And it is possible for one to know the value of values only if we know a knowledge is the priority. Okay? Knowledge is everything. For knowledge is moksha. What I really ultimately choicelessly seek is this happiness and moksha fullness. That fullness is only in knowing the reality. For that knowledge, my mind has to become pure and steady. Okay? The steadiness is possible only if there is, okay, the restless mind has to become disciplined. This indisciplined mind has become disciplined. Unsteady mind has to become steady. Agitated mind has to become, restless mind has to become calm, tranquil. And for that, it has to be what? It has to be pure first of all. What is a pure mind? What do we mean purity? If I can, you know, raga dveshas are neutralized, likes and dislikes are neutralized, it's a pure mind. How can I neutralize my likes and dislikes? How can I understand? How can I be mentally pure? That purity of mind, without mental purity, no knowledge is possible, which itself is moksha. For purity, I have to choicelessly live a life of values. This is why I understand the value of values. Dharmasya mahatmya mahatvam, greatness of dharma. It's just, no, it's universal. Universally acceptable value. Leave alone. Don't look at it as a religious thing or a spiritual thing. Understand? That's why this is very important. And that's why discretion in action is very important. Understand? Discretion means see if the desire comes, you're forced to do the action. And before doing the action, you see it is right action or wrong action. If it is wrong, refrain yourself from doing the wrong. If it is right, go ahead doing the action. Whether I like it or not, I do if it is right. My actions are not governed by my whims and fancies, my likes and dislikes. My actions are governed by my knowledge of right and wrong. I do not like it. If it is right, it has to be done, I do it. Whether I don't, I want to do it, if it is wrong, I don't do it. Understand? Your discretion in action, which makes your action yoga. Understand? Then, when I do it also, I do it all, I know the limitations of action. Action is time bound, therefore any action cannot produce a timeless, everlasting result. Whatever is the action, that action will produce definitely a result which will not be everlasting. No result of action will be everlasting. Any pleasure will be time bound. Any pain will be time bound. And understand, even the sense of security which I feel by acquiring something also will be time bound. Why? Karma is time bound. Karma phalam also will be definitely time bound. I know the nature of karma. I know the nature of result. And any time bound means what? Any result, pain or pleasure, success or failure, gain or loss, defeat or victory, honor or dishonor, all these pairs of opposites, which are the results of actions, definitely come and go. Nothing is permanent. We read in the very initially, agamaha, apayanaha, nityaha. They are the results. I know the nature of results also. Then, what do I do? Therefore, I have certain attitude. Whatever I do it in conformity with dharma, using my will and knowledge of values, ultimately for moksha jnanam. Understand? That's called, it is what is known as performing actions with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. Understand? Ishwara arpana buddhya karanam. Ishwara arpana buddhihi. Anything I do it with an attitude is what? I entertain an attitude. Where is that Ishwara arpanam? How do you offer, do you give the karma to, okay, I do it for Bhagavan, I do it for Bhagavan. I'm not like that. The attitude. The whole life I live, I do all my actions ultimately for knowing the truth, which is moksha. Understand? You got entertaining an attitude of offering all my actions to Bhagavan is what? Having Ishvara Arpana Buddhihi. Ishvara Arpana Buddhihi. Ishvara Artham. Ishvara Jnanartham. Jivanam eva jivyate. This whole life is lived ultimately to know Bhagavan. When that attitude is there, then we say Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Karanam. Ishvara Arpana Buddhihi. Then whatever result comes, okay, I do my duty in conformity with Dharma, with an attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. But situations come, every situation, as a result of that action or not as a result of action, every situation comes in life. How do you look at it? I accept it with the sameness of mind. Samattvam yogaha. Understand? Samattvam is yoga. I accept every situation in my life with the sameness of mind. There is no elation. The situation is nice. There is no depression or dejection. The situation is not at all acceptable. At all desirable. Unpleasant. Pleasant or unpleasant, desirable or undesirable, still I look at, I accept all situations with the sameness of mind, with equanimity. How is it possible? That is yoga. Understand? That means I can accept it if I can relate to that situation as a gift from the Lord. Prasadaha. Bhagavataha prasadaha. It is the gift from the Lord. Who is the Lord? We are not talking about the Lord who is sitting elsewhere. We are talking about the Lord, okay, who's manifest as the whole jagat, as everything. Who is manifest as the natural laws which exist as part and parcel of the whole universe, which determine the results of actions. Understand? I can accept every situation, even the worst, most pain-causing situation also, I can accept it with sameness of mind. I can accept it. They're complaining about it. How? If I can relate to that as prasada from Bhagavan. How can I look at it as prasada? To be able to relate to that situation as prasada, I should see something more. I can look at it as prasada only if I know, understand the fact of, if I can understand, this result is, this situation is determined by, who is determined? My friend, my husband, my wife, my children, who is this? My acquaintances, people who mixed with me or working with me, whom I had to know. Nobody is responsible for your gain or loss. Nobody is responsible for your pain or pleasure. They're only instrumental, okay, for your own things to manifest. Your own things to manifest. Because you are asking me about this. What do you say? Your own. Understand? Therefore, everything is what? Ordained by, all the situations are determined by the natural laws. Even though I do not see the laws, but I understand the natural laws being manifest. Because they are determined by the natural laws. And the natural laws are what? The Lord, the whole. Understand? The natural laws which determine the results are Ishvara. Therefore, the results, the situations determined by the natural laws are prasadaha. Once I can look at the situation as prasada, when the prasadam is gift from Bhagavan comes, we will accept it. Okay? In India, I don't know about you people, in India, when we go to the temple, we pray, and then we give, from the inside, there's a sanctum sanctorum, where we have forms, murti, symbols. Murti, every form, we don't worship simply merely the stone or anything. We don't even say stone. A murti is a symbol. which stands for Bhagavan the whole. We can't, it's very difficult to relate to Bhagavan the whole, which is inclusive of the very mind, the thinking mind, which thinks of Bhagavan. Understand? Therefore, we need a symbol to relate to the Lord initially, until we know the truth of Bhagavan. Understand? We need to worship and pray, so we need to have a symbol. And what they do, people, when they go to the temple, they take certain things, a coconut, a banana, or some fruit, some flowers, something they'll all take. Even some little milk and store things. Anything, something. A lot of things that we offer. And then when it is taken inside, we call it the coconut and fruit and all those things. Different names we say. When he brings it from the sanctum sanctorum, everything that is brought out from there is prasada. Only one name it has. Then we don't say coconut, we don't say banana, we don't say leaf. Understand? We don't say fruit, we don't say water, we don't say prasada. Water comes out, Tirtha Prasada. Understand? Food comes out, Prasada. Food is given, Prasada. Anything which comes from the Sanctum Sanctorum is that reverence is Prasada, a gift from Bhagavan. Oh, sometimes the priest will give some leaf. You know, half of the leaf would have gone actually, spoiled leaf. In the kitchen, we throw a lot of good food also. But temple prasadam, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Even this rotten leaf will accept. You know how? Small leaf he gives will bend all the way, with this will accept with two hands. No way. The attitude. And sometimes he brings the water. You know, way I say I can make out. The priest would have done all these things. Now we all will feel very dirty about it. There are Indians also who feel dirty about it. But the water comes from Sanctum Sanctorum, Prasada. Even though the mind doesn't accept, but still, he will not say no to the Prasada. No way. Prasada. Why? It has come from Sanctum Sanctorum. It happened many times for me. They do Panchamritam, no? They make some banana, crush the banana, and then they'll do Abhishekam. And the priest will take everything from the big Shivalingam and then put it to give. Then I always hesitate, run away. I can't say no to Prasadam. And Swamini, please wait, give me Prasadam. I'm a Swamini, okay? They'll call and give me. What can I say? No. Okay? Prasadam. Why I'm saying, everything which comes from inside Sanctum Sanctum is Prasadam, the attitude. Do you say no? No. How do you accept? With reverence. How do you my reverence, no, to that, from Bhagavan, from Ishvara, bend and accept it with reverence. That's attitude. Similarly, it's not only that, every fraction of time, minute and second, every situation you go through, a lot of unpleasant, pleasant, our own misunderstandings, no, our own perceptions, our own feelings, our own mind, everything comes, everything is prasada. Whole life is a prasada. Look at everything as prasada, there are no complaints. I accept it. Therefore, it's called Ishvara Prasada Buddhi, with reference to the situations which happen in life, which are results of actions. When I do the action, I do the act of offering it to Bhagavan. All my actions are performed in attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. All the situations in life are accepted with sameness of mind as prasadam from Bhagavan. Then there is no problem. Understand? This attitude in my actions, the attitude with reference to my situations, my acceptance of situations in life, my commitment to live a life of dharma, converts my life into a life of karma yoga. Understand? That's all. Do I need anything specially to do karma yoga? Hey, you can never do karma yoga. Karma alone you do. The attitude with which you perform the karma, understand, contributes for mental purity, which is yoga. Understand? For karma yoga, Therefore, non-performance will not help you to attain anything in the life. Performance of actions also will not help you to attain moksha. But you understand? Therefore, it is impossible to have mental purity and jnanam without performing actions. Karma yoga itself is incomplete. Understand? It's not enough. But jnanam is impossible without karma yoga, living a life of karma yoga. Therefore, Arjuna may not be attached to inaction. It's okay? May not think, oh, let me not do any karma at all. Okay? Sangaha. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. Is it clear? Okay. Karmani eva te adhikaraha. See that? Karmani eva te adhikaraha. Palesh ma kadachana. Ma kadachana paleshu.
Ma kadachana
paleshu. Ma karma palahetuhu bhuhu.
Ma karma palahetuhu.
Karma palahetuhu. Karma phala hetuhu mabhuhu. Mabhuhu. May not be, may not become, may not consider yourself to be the author of karma phalam.
Te
sangaha
akarmani
ma astu. Okay. Karmani eva
adhikaraha
na jnana nishtayam te tava. He Arjuna, don't think of running away from the battlefield, shirking your responsibilities and duties. Okay, don't think of running away from doing your duties. Don't think of escaping. Okay? Don't think of, don't go and think, oh, let me go and do some that meditation, this meditation, so I can attain that. Okay? In the name of spirituality, people think that you don't do their duties. I know many people who come to India also, leaving their work here. You know that. Simply go sit, wander everywhere, and then all over India, go here and there. You know, go after mystic people. Wear all the colorful stones and something will come one day. I tell you, giving up one's duties, non-performance of one's duties, shirking one's responsibilities will not help one to attain anything in life. Definitely not moksha at all. Understand? When you are not ready. Hey, what you want is, what you are seeking is a choiceless end. You have no choice about it. You want, when you, somebody is holding, you want to breathe or not. You have any choice? There is no choice about breathing. Any choice about breathing to live? You have to breathe. There is a choice. Really. You have any choice about your full, okay, to fulfill emotional need? No. Knowledge is, moksha is a choiceless end. Knowledge is the only means. And for that jnanam, you need mental purity and steadiness, for which you need to do your karma as yoga. No other way. How can you become mentally ready? How will you become refined mentally, cultured, mentally refined for jnanam? You have to do karma. Understand? When you are not mentally ready, when you are not prepared for jnanam, you cannot go in search of jnanam. Without being ready for jnanam, without being mentally pure and steady, you simply go for meditation classes, escaping without doing any karma. I don't say you should not do meditation. I'm only saying without doing one's own duties, one has to know what one's duties are, one has to know what one's responsibilities are, one has to fulfill those things. Understand, shirking one's responsibilities without doing one's duties, if one goes for meditation, understand, without being ready for jnanam, without being mentally pure and steady, there is no morality in life, there is no ethical life, ethics in life. One is not ethical, no values, no morality, live the way you want to and go for meditation, attain jnanam. People want big knowledge of the truth. How is it possible? Now, when you are not morally strong, when you are not morally right, you aren't disturbing the order. How can you be blessed by the order? Understand, it's all crazy really. Shastra doesn't accept it. Very strong here. When you, especially when you are not ready, when you are not mentally pure enough, you are not mentally steady enough, you are not qualified for jnanam. Get yourself qualified first. You can have a desire for entering into registering yourself, becoming a doctorate later on. Nothing wrong. It's a very good desire. But equip yourself for now to enter into, to be able to register yourself for PhD. You have to finish your schooling first. Understand? You have to be adequately qualified, equipped. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, come on, don't think of becoming a sannyasi now. When you don't want to do this, when you find it difficult to do your duties, understand? Immediately want to become a sannyasi or what? No, you are not. It's sannyasa lifestyle means what? 100% being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, living a life of meditation. You do not know what the self is. You do not know how to replace the attention of your mind in the swarupam of the Atma. That needs a steady mind, pure mind. You are not yet ready, Arjuna, for that. First, what you should do? I know what you want is jnanam, which is moksha. For that, you need a mental preparedness. Prepare yourself by doing a life, living a life of karma yoga. Therefore, he says, okay, you are not now qualified for jnananishta. You are not, understand, you are not ready for jnananishta. He says, therefore, you have, understand, you are qualified for performing actions. Now you are, understand, now you are eligible, understand, all that you need to do is, you have to only perform your duties. That is what is right, proper on your part. What is proper on your part? Doing your duties is proper on your part now. Pursuit of knowledge is not right now. Why? You are not yet ready for that. You have to prepare yourself for that. Of course, pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal. Have that as an ultimate. For that you need to be prepared. For which you have to prepare yourself for that knowledge. May you do your duties. Karmani evate adhikaraha na jnana nishthayam tava. Understand? Therefore, he also says you have choice over actions. I already explained to you. The choice over actions. You have your willpower. You have the knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, you can very well choose to do the right, avoid the wrong. You can do your duties in conformity with dharma. Do your duties in conformity with values. Don't think of, you are not ready for meditation yet. He says, that's what he says. Tatracha.
Tatracha.
Before going for contemplation, you have to have contemplative disposition. You don't have contemplative disposition. For contemplative disposition, you need to do your duties in conformity with dharma. That is what you are qualified now.
Tatracha.
Karma kurvataha.
Karma kurvataha.
There again, for the one who performs actions, ma paleshu adhikaraha astu.
Ma paleshu adhikaraha astu.
Never is there, okay, any choice over the results of actions. Karma phala trishna,
karma phala trishna,
mabhut,
mabhut,
kadachana,
kadachana,
kasyanchitapi,
कस्यांचिदपि
अवस्थायाम्
इत्यर्थः.
सो हे अर्जुना डू नॉट हैव चॉइस वर्सेस ऑफ एक्शंस एंड देन नेवर नेवर शुड वन एंटरटेन द thought of one being, oneself being the author of results of actions. In any situation, you know, kasyanchid avasthaya, any situation, in whatever situation, any situation, may one not entertain the thought of oneself being the author of results of actions. I am responsible for this. Because of me it happened. Such you know, authorship and the results of actions may not be there. Yada karma phale trishna te syat tada karma phala praptehe hetuhu syaha. See, karma phale trishna, the craving for the result of action. You don't need to, if you know the fact about the law of karma, then you will not have any craving for result of action. No way. You definitely, you know, result is definite. Understand? Only what you do not know is whether it be desirable or not, that you will not know. But now we do not even know whether there is a result. But understand the law of karma. Every karma definitely produces a result, whether you want it or you don't want it. But the result may be or may not be desirable. That is determined by the natural law. Understand? And therefore, may not have any craving for the result of actions. Do a duty in conformity with dharma. Be relaxed that definitely there's going to be a result. And whatever will be the result, prasada, determined by law which is Ishvara. Then where is the anxiety? When will there be anxiety? What will be the result? Only if you cannot, when there's no readiness to accept anything with sameness of mind. When will not be there the readiness to accept anything with sameness of mind? Only when you cannot relate to the situation's prasada. Why you can't relate to the situation's prasada? Because you don't see the law as Ishvara. You don't understand results are determined by the law. And because you think you are the author of the result of actions. Understand? You do not see the author of the result is the natural law which is Ishvara. If you know Ishvara is the author of the result in the form of the law, determine the result, then you will not be craving. There won't be any anxiety. There won't be any craving. You are so relaxed. Do it in, do your duty with Ishvara Buddhi, with the attitude of offering to Bhagavan. In conformity with dharma and expecting the result, whatever it will be, prasada is following. Then you accept it. You don't blindly accept it. You understand the subtle fact of the results being determined by the natural laws which are part and parcel of the universal natural law and order which is Ishvara, Bhagavan. Accept it. Then one is no craving for result of results, because understanding of the nature of the result, then you don't, when you see it as every situation the result ordained by the natural law which is Bhagavan, means will you think you are the author of the results? No. Understand? So kama karma phala hetuhu ma bhuhu yadahi karma phala
trishna
प्रयुक्तः
कर्मणि
प्रवर्तते
तदा
कर्मफलस्य एव जन्मनः हेतुः भवेत्. Then it is only when you do your karma. Now, when you do your karma with an anxiety about the result of action, the craving for the result of action, okay, when you do the karma, then only you become Wahu, become the author of the result of actions. Understand? That is when you think, the very thinking that you are the author of the result of actions is possible only when you do the action with anxiety for the results. Yadi karma phalam na ishyate kim karmana dukkha rupena. Okay, oh, if the result of action is going to be, the fruit of action is going to be dukkham, okay, undesirable pain, sorrow, then kim dukkha rupena karmana kim karma phalam na ishyate. The fruit of action is not desired by you. Why? Because the result of fruit of action is going to be dukkham. Therefore, the karma, the action is going to produce only the dukkha, means what should I do karma? Understand? Iti ma te tava sangaha astu akarmani akarane prithihi mabhut. What he says, the result of fruit of action is going to be dukkham, therefore why should I do karma which is going to produce a dukkham, pain for me? Okay, if the action is going to produce a fruit which is going to be pain and sorrow, why should I do the karma at all? You may think that way. Okay, hey Arjuna, thinking that way, may you not be given to inaction, may you not be given to laziness. Be very careful, because non-performance of actions will not take any distance, will not get you anything in life, not help you achieve anything in life. Merely performing actions also, understand, will be of no use. Will not help you really accomplish the ultimate, because you had to perform karma with discretion in action. Understand? In conformity with dharma, values, with Isharpana buddhi, with the readiness to accept anything is in the sense of mind, with the act of looking at accepting it as prasada, that's the only way you can become mentally pure. Without that mental purity, no sinness is possible. Without mental purity and sinness, without having contemplative disposition of the mind, it is impossible for you to have the vision of Bhagavan, vision of the truth, reality, which is moksha, which is actually the end. Understand? Therefore, please do your duties in conformity with dharma, as yoga, with Isharpana buddhya, with Isharpana buddhi, with the attitude of offering it to Bhagavan. Everything I do is an offering to Bhagavan. Don't need to say every time. Don't need to think every time you're doing. If you're very clear about, if my ultimate end is mokshaha, choiceless end, and it is only in the form of knowledge of the reality, there's no choice about knowledge. Understand? I have to know one day or the other. For that jnanam, I need to have contemplative disposition, which is just the question of mental readiness, okay? That is what is required, actually. That is why jnanam and moksha are very, very simple. Jnanam is moksha. Knowing is freedom. Knowing the truth of Bhagavan is freedom, really speaking. Happiness, in fact. You don't need to do anything. All the efforts are required only to prepare your mind for knowledge. Understand? Knowledge and moksha are effortless. Do not run any effort. What involves effort is mental preparedness required for knowledge involves effort. What is that I should do for that mental purity? Karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga. Doing everything with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan. Whatever comes in life, I accept the sameness of mind as prasada. I do not have choice over the sense of actions. They are determined by the natural laws which are Ishvara Bhagavan.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tatsat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Therefore, Krishna is going to explain again Karma Yoga, how to live a life of Karma Yoga. We explained beautifully in a very beautiful shloka which is following. We'll see you next class.